if you hear this lady's voice and you think, hang on a minute, is it Friday at 1 o'clock? No. We've just managed to wheel her in a little bit earlier. Sally Lucas from Travel on King. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Great to have you on the program a little bit earlier on, which is fantastic. Look, what we want to talk to you about this morning, because you are the guru-esque when it comes to travel.
I love it.
Take it any day. The Aussie government are urging people not to travel if they can't afford travel insurance. And when you think about it, my theory has always been, if you can afford to book a holiday, you can afford the travel insurance. And there's been some very interesting statistics coming out that 92% of travellers are adequately insured.
Right.
Of those, 8% didn't notify the insurer of pre-existing medical conditions, and that brings it down to 84%. Sorry to throw these numbers at you this morning, but I think you get where I'm coming from.
Yep, I do.
And of those insured without undeclared medical issues, 42% undertook risky activities without coverage, which means only 42% are covered. And it's just thinking you've got travel insurance isn't enough, is it?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. I mean, I think the most important thing is that you take out travel insurance, irrespective, but then you do have to dig a little bit further. Number one, from your personal point of view, to find out if you're definitely covering yourself adequately. Now, some people might only have, for example, one night in the US on the way to Europe, and they might just take out a policy that covers Europe. But if something happens on that night in the US, you're not going to be covered. So, you know, you've got to look at the areas you're covered for. You've got to look at all the risky activities that you're not covered for, which most insurance companies don't. I mean, they will cover you for skiing, most of them, for example, but not off-piste. You know, they won't cover you for motorbikes unless you take out a specific policy, because it's really only geared for 50cc or quite small mopeds or sort of, you know, little postie bikes. You've got to wear a helmet. I mean, they don't enforce it, but the thing is, if you have an accident without a helmet, you're not covered. And also, why would you ride a motorbike overseas if you don't have a motorbike license? You couldn't hire a car overseas if you didn't have a car license. I just don't get it. And people take these risky activities and just think they've got a halo around them. But having said that, where you're coming from as well is, you must disclose if you have got a pre-existing condition, because if they find out after the event something goes wrong, you know, with that pre-existing condition while you're overseas, then you're not covered. If you fall over and break your leg and it's got nothing to do with your pre-existing condition, well, then, of course, you still would be covered. So you've got to look at that product of disclosure statement that each insurance company will provide you with, and if they don't, you must ask for it. Mm. And that can be a bit of a loophole that's not always a good one when people say, oh, look, I've got free travel insurance with my credit card.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, I'm going to say something you probably wouldn't say because you're more diplomatic than me, but when it comes to insurance companies, I know and you know that if they can do anything to get out of paying, then they certainly will. But the reality of it is, if it is in the black and white, if it's buried on page 255, then they've done their job. And it basically comes down to us to check it out. A couple of questions I'd like to ask you. You mentioned if you were flying to Europe, but you're going through America. Scenario for you. I'm flying to Europe, but for some unknown reason, I don't know why, I'm going through Los Angeles. Just humour me here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get out of LA airport.
Right.
I get off the plane. I've got a one-hour turnaround. I go to buy myself a cup of coffee, and I slip over and I break both my legs. Is my travel insurance going to cover me, or will they turn around and say, sorry, you're in America, you're not covered in America?
That's a curly one, and I guess it would be different between different insurance companies whether they would cover you or not. And this is where they're all different. And it's really important that if you're thinking like that, is you ring and ask the question. So if you know you are going via LA, for example, and you're not planning on stopping, but something does happen, I'd be ringing. There is always a toll-free number when you get an insurance brochure, or if it's through a credit card company, you must ask for that, because they usually don't provide you with any information, but you can ask for it. You need to ring them, because even as us, as an agent, we aren't what we can say insurance agents. You know, we act as an agent on behalf of the insurance companies, but we are not actually the insurer. So it's always extremely wise to put any curly questions direct to the company and get that sorted before you leave, and that might help you choose which insurer you use.
can you top up your insurance on the fly? So let's say, for example, you know that I'm a motorcycle rider. You also know I'm a scuba diver. If all of a sudden I've been on holidays to lovely scuba diving areas where I just could not be bothered putting a tank on my back, and there's other times I have, if all of a sudden you say, look, I'm not going to dive, and then you find that you're in a beautiful place, can you get onto your insurance and say, look, I didn't have this on my policy, but I want to go diving. Can you amend my policy? Can it be done on the fly?
That's a good one, Todd. I haven't had anyone ask me that before. I mean, you can before you go. I know that. You can alter your policy and upgrade it and change it, certainly, before you leave. Whether you can do it when you once you've departed, I really would doubt that without checking it for you, which I can do, and I can talk about that tomorrow. But I would doubt it. I would think it would be something you would just have to factor in case you did do it. That's, before you left.
And that's the best advice, isn't it? If you think there's a possibility, put it in. And I suppose it's the all-important fact. We do so much online today, and we know that it's very easy, it's very, quick to get it done. But if you're a little bit out of the ordinary and you like to do different things, that's where it's so important, whoever your travel agent is to have a chat to them, because you will ask the questions that someone, an online form may not.
Yes. And, of course, we've seen incidents recently, of course, Todd, which have been tragic, you know, with a local girl in Bali with the motorbike accident who was extremely badly injured. And, you know, her poor family is, you know, in the hock because they had to medevac her to Perth and so on because she didn't have adequate insurance and she wasn't wearing a helmet and so on. And the awful accident in Thailand recently where, the couple with the two jet skis collided and so on. People go and do things when they're away they wouldn't even do at home, you know, and this is the scary thing. And you're often in a third world country where the medical services aren't as the same as they are here. The road conditions are vastly different. You have drivers who don't drive. We might think we are bad drivers, but to be quite honest with you, a lot of other countries, there are far worse. And the road conditions are often worse and you're not used to them. So you've just really got to think about doing these things, like jumping off a waterfall in Laos or canyoning. Or I think some people will cover you for canyoning, but they won't cover you for abseiling. But sometimes you need to abseil to get into the canyon or vice versa. So there's a lot of exclusions. And I think if you look at that product of disclosure statement and look at the exclusions, because the inclusions are quite a lot anyway, but the exclusions are quite specific. So if you get to that section of your brochure and look at the exclusions, you'll know straight away what you're not covered for.
The devil certainly is in the details. Sal, before we let you go today, basically, would you agree if you can't afford travel insurance, you can't afford to travel?
Exactly, Todd. I think it's the most important thing you can do when you're factoring in. Like, even if you're talking like a $20,000 holiday, the insurance, say, for a month away on that would still only be a mere pittance of what you're spending.
It means
a few hundred bucks, you know, which is nothing in the whole scheme of things.
A couple of less fluffy ducks at Fawzi's at the bar in the afternoon will take care of that. Sally, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Our travel guru S back tomorrow from 1 with Talking Travel. Sally Lucas on 2NURFM.